Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Before Marika turned two and we moved to Nebraska, we decided to do one last big California thing. So on a Tuesday in November, we went to Disneyland. Not so many people in the park. As I bought the tickets, Don pushed Marika in her stroller up to where the band was playing, outside the gates. And they had on their white uniforms with their bright, shiny instruments, making a wonderful sound. After I'd gotten the tickets, I joined them. And when the band was done, we headed toward the gate, but Marika said, "No!" So we stopped and asked her what was wrong. And she said, "I want more." And I said, "You will have more in here." So we went into Main Street Square, and there was another band taking their seats in the square, this time red uniforms and big shiny instruments. And pretty close to the square, there were a bunch of Disney characters, so we walked over there, and Marika gave them hugs. And then we headed toward the train, and Marika said, "I want more." And we stopped again, and I said to her, "Honey, this whole day will be about more." And that was the last time she asked for more, because indeed, Disneyland does indeed give you more and more the whole day. It helps that Marika trusted us. We had always given her everything she needed and a good deal of what she wanted. Of course, we didn't give her everything she wanted. That's how she knew that there was such a word as more. We have a Heavenly Father who provides for us and for the world. In today's psalm, we prayed, "May God's face shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, and your saving power among all nations." The psalmist trusted that when God's face shined, blessings abounded, and not only to the people of Israel, to all nations, to all the peoples. Now, all the peoples is outside the scope of what Israel usually expected. Of course, they expected God to take care of them. But there are strong strands in the Bible that the Lord's love and care extend to every bit of creation. God's love and care is always more, not just for Israel or for any in-group, but for everyone. Even though Jesus calls his disciples ones of little faith, I am sure they trusted God. They did have a little bit of cause for worry, though. Our reading, our gospel reading, is from chapter 6 of Matthew's gospel, early in Jesus' ministry. The disciples have left their jobs, their money-making endeavors, their means of support to follow Jesus around. They could not take care of themselves like they had in the past. What could they depend on for food and clothing and shelter? maybe some itinerant work, the kindness of people who were impressed by Jesus. At this point, they weren't thinking about more. They were thinking about enough. As any poor person thinks, will there be enough? I've heard reports from Puerto Rico about people in the interior of the island banding together to help each other. Those without water have used whatever they could to divert water from a high stream so it is easier to access. 4 in 5 families are living together in one house because it is the only one intact, oftentimes sharing a generator. I've heard reports of neighbors keeping another neighbor alive by rigging up some kind of makeshift refrigeration for their diabetic neighbor's insulin. In most of Puerto Rico, there is clearly not enough. But the ones who have only a little are still sharing out of compassion, out of love. Out of love for Jesus, we give these items of food. 1,300 pounds is our goal for this year's Harvest Home. We will give it to Penridge Fish, Fellowship in Serving Humanity. That's where the food that we contribute weekly goes. Fish gives food and other needed items to the people in our area with severe needs. In just a few days, the amount of food that we gather here will leave the fish shelves. So even though we are collecting a lot of food, in some ways, it is not enough. In our second reading for today, St. Paul encouraged the Corinthians to give not sparingly, but abundantly, so there will be plenty to go around. St. Paul urged them to give not reluctantly or under compulsion, but cheerfully, and to give generously as God has supplied them with enough and more than enough for their needs. Hopefully, we also give generously, abundantly, and cheerfully. But let me say this quite clearly. We do not give because God needs us to. We do not do good works because we are afraid of falling out of favor with God. God does not need our good works, and God is not impressed by our good works. Our good works are to God like 2-year-old Marika's coloring pages were to me. Delightful and worthy of putting in an honored place on the refrigerator or even all the way down the hallway. But her coloring pages were not why I love her. And our good works are not why God loves us. As Martin Luther said, God does not need our good works, but our neighbor does. And so we give out of love for God, who loves both us and our neighbors. And when we have more, we can show the abundance of God's love by giving our more away. More food, more dignity, more understanding, That is how we make the kingdom of God and God's righteousness known. And you don't need a ticket for that kind of more. Amen.